free of me after today. Liberation. Our hope. So today's the last day. We only have about 1 hour since I have GBC meetings at 11:30. So what we're going to do today is first we're going to chant Jai Radha Madhava. Remember, we're going to meditate on the meeting of Jai Radha Madhava. But we're going to have a special guest star here. Someone who's quite famous is going to help us remember the meeting. That's Anuradha. Some of you may not know her. She's a famous television Indian personality. And she's going to illustrate Jai Radha Madhava. So we'll chant Jai Radha Madhava for a few minutes, and then where's your husband? He's supposed to do something special for us to help us think of the Gaura Aarti song. He's written the Gaura Aarti song, poeticized it in Serbo Croatian, right? And he's going to sing it for us so you can all connect for the first time in your lives with the meaning of the Gaura Aarti song. Pretty good, isn't it? Because before that, maybe you didn't know what the Gaura Aarti song meant. Maybe you thought it was just some rock and roll song or just some ordinary song. But it has to do with Lord Chaitanya and the rest of the Panchatattva. So you're going to get to come in. It's going to have a surprise today, okay? First, we're going to chant Jai Radha Madhava, and maybe I'll sit down because you're the star of the show. Well, I guess I should sit here. Okay? Wait till we start chanting. Okay.
Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunjavira Se
Radha Madhuva Kunjavira Se
Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunjavira Se Bhagavan, Hari Bhagavan, Hari Bhagavan,
We're going to talk about japa, chanting holy names, chanting japa. And before we talk about it, I just want to read one quote from Srila Prabhupada. And this is from Srila Prabhupada's... Oh, it's from the lecture at Krishna Niketan in Gorakhpur in India. So this is very interesting about the holy names. So when you approach, so Om Ganat Timidandasya Ganatjana Shukaya Chakshuru Medikana Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So when you approach the deity or the name, you should know fully well that Krishna is present. Therefore, we worship the deity with great attention as much as Krishna is non-different. Similarly, we should worship the holy name with great attention. We should not be inattentive. Suppose Krishna personally comes, personally he is here. Suppose personally you think personally he comes, he says the same thing. If you do not become respectful, is that all right? No, you should be very respectful. Even a respectable person, ordinary person, a important man, a rich man, or king comes, we become so much respectful. And what to speak about the Archamurti or the holy name? These are the realization point. Krishna is his name, his form, his quality, his pastimes. When you hear about Krishna, also that is Krishna. Actually, when you were reading Krishna book, Krishna is fighting with the demons. That is his pastime, and Krishna is present. So you should be attentive and worship, which is hearing. Unless we come to the point, there is lack of realization what is Krishna. And then, just one final quote. Simply to hear like hogs is not sufficient. It means without understanding what you're doing. One must be able to understand from the authorities. So, let's talk about chanting japa. Does anyone here have a problem concentrating when they chant their japa? Raise your hand. The mind wanders. Some of you don't have a problem. If anyone doesn't have a problem, raise your hand. If someone can concentrate perfectly when they're chanting the holy names, raise your hand, because I want to take shelter of you. I need help too. So, we're going to try to help in a few different ways to help us become more attentive while chanting the holy names of the Lord. I'm going to give a few little hints, and then we're going to do a little practice. So, the first point is something called a sankalpa. Some of you have heard that word before. I've used that word before. What that word means is basically giving your determination or intention. If you've ever seen a fire sacrifice, a marriage, initiation, a death, I think everybody's seen one of those three things, then you've seen a sankalpa. Sankalpa means when someone declares what it's all about. Like they'll say, today we are in this place, at this particular time, the phase of the moon, and we are performing what? A marriage, a death ceremony, initiation. So, what I find very helpful is before we chant, we think about what we're doing while we're doing it. Because that's the whole topic of this course, anyway. To actually be attentive when you're chanting not only japa, but chanting Vaishnava songs, or doing any activity for Krishna. To be understanding what you're doing while you're doing and what you want to get out of it, you know, the why. We talked about that in the beginning. The how, what, the why. Not only what am I doing, now, not only how is it effective, but why am I doing it? So that means we have some desire. We mentioned that before. We're praying to Krishna. We're crying out to Krishna as we're chanting His holy names for some particular purpose. Like Dhruva Maharaj, even though his purpose was material. So before we start chanting in the morning, we think, why am I doing this? And then you focus on that why, and that helps you. Now other things can help us too. Now, this is going to come as a surprise to all of you. What I found very helpful for chanting, to helping me focus the mind, because I tried a lot of different things before I tell you what I found helpful. I tried a lot of different material adjustments. One adjustment was that every time my mind wandered, I would pinch myself. So, of course, then I ended up with a bunch of marks all over my body. So that really wasn't so effective. Can you imagine that? Every time you catch your mind wandering, pinch, 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 pinch. And after a while, the devotees were asking me why my body was all different colors. And then I thought, well, that's not going to work. And then I thought, well, maybe there's another method, that every time my mind wanders, I'll reverse my beads and chant three beads for each bead that I wasn't attentive with. That didn't work because it took me roughly 5 hours to chant one round, so that wasn't so good. That wasn't so effective either, and that means, you know, chant 16 rounds to take probably a week. So then, you know, these are different material adjustments. But then I thought, well, the mind is supposed to be focused on the holy name. And then I remembered Haridas Thakur. As you may know, Haridas Thakur chanted 192 rounds a day. I didn't try it. I thought, well, I heard how he chanted 192 rounds a day. One group of 64 rounds he chanted in his mind. And one group of 64 rounds he chanted softly. One group of 64 rounds he chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So all the living entities could get liberated. Because if you read the Harinam Chintamani discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur makes the point by the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can liberate all living entities. So, what I did, and it's actually quite effective, sounds funny, is that I would chant once in a while, I chant one round, not all my rounds, but just as a practice, I chant one round in my mind. And it's really hard. But once you've done it, you hear the sound of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in your mind, in the subtle body. Then, while you're chanting out loud, you can be more attentive. It's really interesting how it works. And we'd like to experiment or try it with all of you here. Of course, you'll have to keep your mouth shut, which is obvious. To chant one round in your mind, and then we'll share our particular experiences afterwards. In other words, you have a sankalpa first. Why are you chanting? Why do you want to chant attentively? I want to connect to Krishna. I want to please my spiritual master. I want to be empowered. There's so many different reasons. And then you pick up your beads. Hopefully everybody has beads. Prabhupada incidentally wanted devotees to carry their bead bag with them. Not just, this is what's called a bead bag. Not just after they finish their rounds, put the bead bag away, that's it. The bead bag should be with us all the time. And interestingly enough, you keep the bead bag with you all the time, there's a tendency to chant more rounds than 16. Like yesterday, I mentioned to you before that generally on the Kadas, I mentioned the initiation, generally on the Kadas, yeah, I chanted 64 rounds. Couldn't do it yesterday because we had initiation, we had Radhyatra at night, so many things happened. But because I kept my bead bag with me and I knew it was a Kadasi, I chanted 43 rounds yesterday. That's even without trying to chant 64. At the beginning of the day, I thought I'm not going to chant 64, so whatever, you know. And just keeping the bead bag with me. Even today, I mean, today's not a codicil, but today I chanted 19 rounds already. And probably chanted a lot more. So Prabhupada said minimum 16 rounds. And we should endeavor to chant more rounds. Endeavor to chant. Prabhupada said one time 16 rounds on the beads, something like 64 rounds off the beads, or 100 rounds off the beads. And if you ever were with Prabhupada, I've been with him even during TV interviews. Prabhupada had his hand in the meatbag. He was chanting when someone was asking him a question. I mean, generally, that's not considered good manners. I did that with my mother when I joined the Hare Krishna movement, and she got really upset with me. She said, "Stop chanting. Listen to me." And because I was such a fanatic brahmachari, not only would I chant when I was with my mother, but because my mother's a lady, obviously, I would look at her feet, because brahmacharis are not supposed to look at ladies. So. She said, "Stop chanting and stop looking at my feet." "Yes, Mataji." So let's try this. And it'll take perhaps a little bit longer than normally chant around, so we'll take our time. And I'll look around and see when we're all finished chanting. So just remember, you have to hear the sound in your mind. It's not simply reading the words in your mind, but you hear. There's actually a sound vibration in the mind, which is really interesting. It's not only in the gross plane. Okay, so 1, 2, get ready to chant. everyone finished yet? No? Okay, wait till everyone gets finished. Okay, is everyone finished now? Okay. I think everyone's finished. So, I think you've experienced how difficult it was to focus the mind. That's really what you should be doing when you're chanting out loud. That means, I mean indirectly, that means that when we're chanting out loud, we're not really concentrating on the holy name. It takes a lot of practice. It's like building up muscles. Like some of us, including myself, we exercise every day, try to build up our muscles. Not too successful at it. But chanting... Controlling the mind is like that. Like Krishna says to Arjuna in the Gita in the 6th chapter, like constant practice and detachment, one is able to control the mind. That's after Arjuna states, Chanchalahi Manaha Krishna, Brahmati Balavadra Dham, Vajahamni Rahamanyai Vayor Yuvashimush Kram. The mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, and to control it is more difficult than the wind. So, with that in mind, I guess we'll share our experiences. We'll take 5 minutes to share our experiences with the person next to us with trying to control the mind and concentrate on the holy name. One thing, incidentally, a benefit, if you can call it a benefit, of being able to do this, to concentrate the mind, is you'll chant faster japa and more attentive japa. So, like you see, Prabhupada was chanting 5 minute rounds. You listen to Prabhupada's japa tape. They don't use tapes anymore, recording. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And at that speed, it's chanting 5 minute rounds. So when you can actually build your mind up, muscles in your mind, doesn't mean you're muscles in your head, but muscles, your mental muscles up, you'll be more attentive and you can chant probably 5 minute rounds. I mean, not that that's the goal, but you'll be more attentive and to be able to chant more rounds, because Haridas Thakur was chanting probably 500 rounds to get 192 rounds in a day. That's a lot of rounds. But the interesting thing is when you chant more, you become more attentive. My experience with chanting 64 rounds is when you reach 64, you don't want to stop. It just keeps on going. Wow. And then the benefit of chanting in the mind is that at other times of the day, such as when you're sleeping, such as when you wake up in the morning, such as when you go to the bathroom, or whatever you're doing, the mind will actually be chanting Hare Krishna. It's really an interesting phenomenon. When you chant the japa in the mind, as well as out loud, then throughout the day, the mind is going to be going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. And then you'll be happy all the time, you won't get depressed. That's the secret to being connected with Krishna, to always be having the holy names revolving or on their tongue, revolving in your mind. So, if you could turn to the person next to you and share what you experienced, the young person next to you. To the right or to the left, back or behind, or the front.
Salva, 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 salva
Because of the habit. That's good. If you're able to control the tongue when you're doing it in the mind, you'll find that you're more focused on the mind. Because there is a tendency that many of us have, not saying you have that tendency, but as many of us have, is that once we get the mouth going, then we turn the mind off. So it's for the exercise, it's important just to, I guess you tie your tongue or something like that. Or like some of the ladies, you can get one of those tongue rings and just wrap some cord around it all the time. We had, when the devotee joined the movement, she had the tongue ring. And the first question I asked her was, how do you eat spaghetti with it? So, that's true. I mean, I had that, someone else mentioned that too. It's hard to keep the tongue from vibrating. So, other experiences of how different, yes.
I felt it was easier to focus on the mantra than when chanting out loud, but I felt like I wasn't pronouncing it properly, but I was having difficulty to pronounce it properly.
That probably means when you're chanting out loud, you're not pronouncing it properly. Yeah. Because everything comes from the mind. So it takes training. It's a hard thing to do. I mean, I found it extremely hard the first time I did it. But after doing it enough times, then the mind is able to focus on the sound vibration, the internal sound vibration. Yes?
Yes, I was actually kind of doing this before. I was trying to do that, and I find it very helpful, and it's not for me, maybe because I'm a musician or something, to concentrate on sound inside my mind. It's not difficult, but there is one thing, it's like simultaneously, I don't know if you noticed, it is possible that thoughts are coming and going, but like inside you say Maha Mantra is also going, like simultaneously.
Yeah. Well, one thing about the mind that some of us may know or may not know is that we're not really capable of multitasking. Ladies can attempt to do it better than men. Ladies can talk on the phone, take care of their baby, cook at the same time, chant their japa simultaneously. Because the reason is the left and the right hemispheres of the brain are more interconnected with the men. In other words, ladies are more intelligent than men. So, you're kicked out of the camp for that one. So, but really what we're doing is time slicing. In other words, whether you're a lady, or a man, that what you're doing is shifting from one thing to another. It's not really simultaneous, because we can't really be aware of two things at one time. It's just we're shifting. And I've had that experience when I tried to talk on the phone and type at the same time. Usually I try to do that with my mother, because she talks for too long. Same thing over and over and over again. Some of you had that experience with your mothers too. So what I do in that case, because my mother catches me, "Are you typing at the same time?" "No." No, I lie. So, but it's time slicing. It's really somehow or other to be absorbed in that sound vibration without anything else there is the goal. And everything is there. One thing I realize, because what I usually do if my mind's wandering while I'm chanting japa, I'm sort of like planning out all the what ifs during the day. What if this happens? What if that happens? I'm trying to come up with different alternatives during the day. And then I come to the realization that if I just chant, Krishna will give me the intelligence. Everything is taken care of by the holy name. I'll get the intelligence how to deal with any problem, issue, challenges, or opportunities that happen during the day. But it's that realization that everything's there in the holy name. Krishna will take care of me. There's plenty of other time during the day to want to worry about things. Because my position, my duty is to worry. So you get a high position in ISKCON, and that happens to be your duty to worry. So what I wanted to actually, Hajala has a demonstration for us, because I have to end at 11:30. I was hoping maybe they won't show up. GBC meeting. Just praying it doesn't happen. So he has a demonstration of being connected to the Gaura Arti song. And he's written this song in Serva Creation. And you're going to sing it for us, right?
Yeah.
5 minutes or less. And we'll see if we have time afterwards. So you ready? One cartel?
We have a harmonium.
Because you don't know the words. What about this? Here, use this. That's it. This the seat for him? What?
Arrange.
Yeah, anyway, it was a long attempt to...
Should I speak in English a little bit?
No, speaking... Well, what language everyone understands.
Možemo zvučati malo neobično ili smiješno, ali znači prijevod je doslovan i it's literal, so it's just plain. It's very plain because it has to fit into the meter of Gorarati, so it's not easy, because our operation words are much more long. So this will serve only as a that you can feel what we are actually singing when we are singing Gorarati. That's it. I hope I will remember it, because I wasn't prepared for this. I wanted.
I asked you.
I don't have this text, but I hope I'll remember it in Croatian. Okay. I'll sing little more slow, so that. Because there is no repetition.
Slava, slava, Gora Chandrino, Arati upe krasno, Ushumarku na obali Gange. Cijelom svijetu privlačno. desne strane mu Nityananda, a s lijeve mu Gadha. Tu je i Advaita Prabhu, a Sri vas drže sunco bra. Sjedi Gora Chandra na draguljom prijestolju, arati mu nude Brahma i drugi polubogovi. Narahari i ostali hvale ga Chamarama. Narahari yodikori chamadadulaya Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu Goshi drugi pjevaju, školjke trube zvona zvone odjekuju kada tale. A slatka mridanga odzvanja savršeno draže sno. Milijune mjesečina objeđuje lica mu sjaj, a šumski vjenac oko vrata blista tako draže sno. Shiva Shuka i Narada, Shiva Shuka Narada,
Vreme.
Shivi Shuki i Naradi, u zanosu zastajkuje glas, tako bhakti vino da vidi, Gorangino obilje.
So, was everybody clear? Is everybody feeling connected? See the difference when you can actually understand? Of course, I don't understand. So I'm just speaking theoretically now. But there's a difference when you can actually understand what you're doing while you're doing it. And we need songs in our local language. We need songs in our local language for bringing people to Krishna consciousness. Because I've written some English songs and none of you understand English, so I'm not going to do them. So, but not so traditional. I mean, I have rap songs and things like that. So, I think we have a GBC meeting coming up. So is there any quick questions? I mean, sorry, we have to end quickly about the seminar, connecting to Krishna, keeping our taste or developing a taste, reviving our taste in the holy name. Before we end, yes, I'm loving.
I know why, but I'm just wondering, why can't we have these songs translated into local language? Because this was a completely different experience. It was so moving, it was so touching. I got goosebumps, and
really?
Not only that, I really heard devotion in Mahatma Prabhu's voice, and it was so much easier to picture that they're on the Ganges shore, and it was so fantastic. I mean, it's so, to me it was very touching. You know, at the end, I had tears in my eyes.
Wow. Did anyone else have that experience?
Yes.
Wow.
Why can't we have that in Israel?
So, this is an initiative that you can all take up and translate these songs, poeticize them. Maybe Hadrallah can do more songs too, since he's done such a good job, in local language, as a recreation. And it'll touch people's hearts. You get more people to join the movement. Of course, in the temple, yes, we stick with the standard during the Gora Arti, we stick with that. I'm not suggesting changing that. So, any other questions? Yes.
Can I comment?
Yeah, why don't you comment? Just loud. Talk loud. You can talk loud. I mean, just talk loud.
Okay. I just want to say I'm doing research on these things for a few years already, and Prabhupada was also asked this question a few times, and he answered in the letters which are there. If somebody wants, I can find it. That yes, the devotees can translate the songs into the local languages. So there is like direct approval or instruction by Prabhupada that this can be done. Plus, he said, he told to Janinavas Prabhu that he can actually chant the mantras while doing offering on the altar in his own language.
Really?
Yes, it is on the Prabhupada memories also. Janinavas is explaining this.
Interesting.
So not only that, I mean, like when you do Achaman and everything can be in local languages, because Krishna understands this is the whole point. That's the point of this.
Very nice. Thank you very much. So, any other questions about the seminar in general, or keeping in touch, or connecting? I mean, the main thing I want to leave you with is somehow or other figure out how to connect with what you're doing while you're doing it. Think of your intention, think of your motivation, and be attentive in Krishna consciousness. And you will always experience ecstasy as long as you don't commit offenses. You will always be happy. We've joined the Krishna Conscious Movement to be happy. Our motto, we arrived at through strategic planning. International strategic planning is more devotees, happier devotees. Two things, very easy. More devotees, happier devotees. And that's the way Prabhupada wants us all to be. Prabhupada said you should always make sure, the leaders should always make sure their devotees are jolly. That's supreme happiness. And he said, jolly and have enough to eat. Two things. So you all have enough to eat. Nobody here is thin. So become jolly. So thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. What do you think?